KAHSPW, NNXP in group.
Ah, good morning, sir. Just coming into Petoskey. On the, I guess that would be the west side. Beautiful morning. Got some gorgeous pictures of the sun coming up on Mullet Lake.
Yeah, good morning. Well, I got Dave and Dylan with me, and we're just going by the bay with a lot of steam. Yeah, we've seen some good photos on the way in, contrail that the wind picked up and started swirling around. Dave's got a picture of us with a contrail going across the moon this morning, so we'll have to check that one out. So you're not far behind us, and went through Pelston, it was 4 below.
Well, I got down to 5 at home, and right now I'm at 1 degree here, just passing the Chevy dealer, Dave Cream. So, yeah, it got cold last night, and what, by end of tomorrow it's supposed to be in the 30s?
Yeah, the weather's acting a little fickle this year. Yeah, we were figuring it out. 2 to 3 years since we had any temperatures like we got now.
Yeah, we normally get these, get a cold snap like this late January, early February, but this is surprising. Alrighty. Somebody blowing up my phone already. Just waiting on the red light here by the ace.
All right, we're getting close, going to pull in, so we'll see you there in 8NXT.
Good morning, guys. Just thought I'd phone in my weather report, WN8Q. We had -1 at home this morning, and we'll see you in just a bit.
Yeah, it was
morning, Larry. This is
my
Nelson.
Dog didn't even want to play around this morning.
W8NWO. Almost gave your call sign.
Shooted right back
in
the door.
It was actually 12 degrees in my house, 12 above, but here in the car it says 3, and just left Meijer, heading to Walmart. Sun is with me this morning. Need to get a few things at Wally World, and then I'll see everyone at the restaurant, W8NWO.
I suppose I can phone in my weather report here too, KEADUK. I currently got 5 whole degrees according to my weather station outside, and the lake does have a little bit of ice on it, so I don't know if it's fully covered yet. It doesn't look like it's fully covered yet, but there is, in fact, ice on the lake today for the first time I've seen it. So, unfortunately, I will not be able to make it to the restaurant there or the meeting. I got other stuff to do here in town today, so. There are the Toskies. So, yeah, KEAGUK.
Okay, Andrew. Have a good day. Thanks for the weather report. N8NXP.
WRWT, or correction, KCAVSU on North Michigan Lake. 17 degrees in Key Wayden, Michigan. No snow overnight.
N8APX, nothing.
Loud and clear, W8NWO, just getting to the restaurant.
N8MGL, mobile.
Echo 8 Yankee Alpha Victor Mobile.
Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Alpha Victor Mobile. Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Alpha Victor Mobile. Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Alpha Victor Mobile. Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Alpha Victor Mobile. Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Alpha Victor Mobile.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. N8DM8 Mobile, Driver City.
Good afternoon to you. I am mobiling south on I-75, a couple miles outside of Traverse City here, and I'm sorry, not Traverse City, Mackinac City. Good Lord, you think I know where I'm going. you got Andrew here. How's your day going today?
You got Drake on this end. We're doing fantabulous. Got to run a few errands, get a car wash on the car, get all the salt off of it before the salt claims the car. Or at least it's just a process that never ends. And then got to run AutoZone, got a new front passenger side marker light. The bulb just went out, and then potentially a new battery because I went to clean the car, had the door open for a little bit, left the dome lights on. Usually hasn't been an issue in the past, and the battery was completely dead. So I don't know if it's just because it was cold. I'm going to have them do a test on it because I'd rather not get stuck somewhere if I let the car sit for a little while and then try to start it and it doesn't start. So got that, then got some plans after that over in Frankfurt.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, good luck with that. I hope everything works out well for you. I'm actually I'm driving downstate. I'm a student at Michigan Tech. This is now day three of my travel downstate. I stopped in Marquette for a night and stayed with a friend in Marquette, and then stopped in Sault Ste. Marie, stayed with a friend in Sault Ste. Marie, and here we are driving back home to Battle Creek and hitting all the repeaters on the way down with my brand new ICOM ID 5100. Just bought it a few weeks ago, put it in my car, and now we're really testing its limits out here and struggling to figure out D-Star a little bit, but we've made some headway, we've made some progress. it's going to take a lot of experimentation and whatnot to get that down. So we got a nice long drive ahead of me, so I appreciate you getting back to me.
And of course, no problem. I have made that that trek up to Houghton a few times from Traverse City. It's a good 7 to 8 hour drive if you figure in stops and whatnot. I've been up there to do some work for Houghton County, and we did some work for Otonagon County. So, yep, been up there. I've actually got a buddy that goes there. He just got back yesterday, so it's all fun.
Yeah, no doubt. What do you do for a living? What did you do for Houghton County?
We were doing a remote base for the Houghton County Sheriff, so that way they can use the fire repeaters. There was a remote base station at one of the tower sites that had a Yagi on it with a tone remote card in the repeater. It's actually being used as a base station. So yeah, we installed a repeater in a base station. It's in it used to be the Lorien site, and now it's the Calumet site. Or Centennial Heights is what the tower name is, which I think is kind of interesting. Wow, there's a lot of people here at the car wash. So there's that. But yeah, they had a tone remote at the sheriff's office that they wanted to use to access that base station, and we ran into some technical difficulties, ended up having to bring it back down south and whatnot. So they have, they've got a new Motorola repeater and everything that we installed for the fire departments and everything. So the way they do fire paging and and whatnot is kind of unconventional. They just have a bunch of conventional repeaters on the same frequency with different PLs and only key them up one at a time or whatever for whatever they need. Oh, and by the way, I'm at my stop, so I'm going to jump out here. I might be back in here. Or you might lose me because you just started to get a little noisy. But we'll be back in here in a little bit. Any DMH, mobile.
Yeah, roger that. Sounds like you have a fun and enjoyable job. I go to school in electrical engineering technology, and I'm about to graduate next fall, and I'm looking for a job in some kind of communications or radio or because that's really what I'm interested in. But yeah, you're not wrong. I am starting to get a little south. I am getting a little farther away from this repeater. So if I hear from you again, I'd love to talk to you again, because it sounds like your job is something that I'd be interested in doing in my future. So, I appreciate you getting back to me. I really hope I hear from you again. If you go on to QRZ and maybe even shoot me an email, I would greatly appreciate that, because it sounds like you've got some fun and interesting stories to tell. So, I appreciate it. Hopefully I'll catch you again on here, and I'll say 7-3 to you, Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Alpha Victor. Have a great Christmas, and Happy New Year and all that. So I hope to see you from you again, clearing your lap.
Sounds good, and if you jump over to 146.74, it's linked into this, to the repeater you're currently on, so that'll get you down to Gaylord. So you might catch somebody else on here. 146.74. 103.5 PL on it, and that'll get you back into the system here. So, but yeah, 7-3, and I'll reach out to you when I get back home or at some point here. Any DMH, Mole?
Give you something LD monitoring.
Thank you.